You're listening to KYMN Northfield, Minnesota, and we have a special guest arriving in our studios from the city of Dundas, City Administrator Janelle Teppin. Good morning, Janelle.
Good morning, Jeff.
Happy Tuesday.
Thank you.
You had a city council meeting last night, second one of the month. We talked last couple of weeks ago. You'd passed the preliminary levy at that time. So this one, not any big headliners at this meeting, but you did work on the sewer contract. Tell us about that.
Right. So like you mentioned, the city council did approve the preliminary levy, and all of our documentation has been sent off to the county as we're required to do. And then over the course of the next couple of months, starting in October, we'll start reviewing our enterprise funds with the city council.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the funds that don't rely on property taxes, but are, self-supported, if mm-hmm. you will, through fees, like the water and sewer funds.
Mm-hmm.
So one of the things we did last night was, and it's kind of just regular maintenance, the city council approved the sewer televising and cleaning contract with a new provider. New to us. They have experience in other communities, but we have never used them before.
Okay, I'll bite on that one. What is sewer television?
So
yes, that sounds like some type of dark web channel you might get.
Yeah. No. they do, as it implies, they mm-hmm. do send cameras down into the sewers and just check the pipes, make sure that there's no degradation or areas where there's buildup occurring, things like that.
What do the raccoons think of that?
I haven't asked.
Wow. So was the contract, you mentioned a new contractor. Is this a new contract? Was it approved last night then?
Right.
Okay.
Right. It's just a new provider, a new contractor. I think they're based out of Shakopee. They do work in other communities. They're just new to us.
When I was thinking of career choices back in the late 70s, sewer television just never came to my mind.
No.
I wish it would have. I bet there's good money in sewer TV.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that.
All right, let's move on. You also had the council gave you your performance review, and it's the yearly thing, and well, I know this is kind of awkward, but how did you do?
So, yes, they review my performance annually. They have goals and objectives that they set out. They have a form that we ask them to fill out and return, and then they just go through it with me in a closed session. It's one of those things that state statutes allow the city council to close their meetings for. And there are, in this particular review form, there are two metrics. One is needs improvement and one is meets expectations. And happy to say that I met all of their expectations in all of the categories. We just, they're a really good group of people, and I'm lucky to work for them because they just are so good and thoughtful and let me do my job. And so they were pleased with my performance, and I've asked them to set some more specific goals for me after the first of the year, when we will have at least one new council member for the next review period. And then at their next meeting, which is October 10th, I believe that Monday is, they will consider a compensation adjustment as they do for everybody in the organization.
All right. Let's move on. Coming up next month, we're almost in October, just a couple of days away. The first is on Saturday, if I'm not mistaken.
Right.
But it ends with a flurry, that being October, and of course, Halloween. And you have officially set a Halloween, or I shouldn't say a Halloween date, it should be a trick-or-treat date. When did the youngsters go trick-or-treating in Dundas this year?
Well, hopefully it doesn't end in a snow flurry, but it does end in a flurry with Halloween. Halloween. Halloween, I believe, is on Monday. And Dundas has, for the past number of years, the Park and Rec Board has put on an event called Trunk or Treat, and it's in the Memorial Park parking lot. And people can decorate the trunks of their cars and hand out candy to kids who come by. And it's a fun event right before Halloween, the official trick-or-treat.
Mm-hmm.
And it's from, again, it's on Friday, October 28th from 6 to 7 p.m. in the Memorial Field parking lot.
Oh, fun. They decorate the trunks of their cars.
Yes, it is a lot of fun. And some people, when they decorate the trunks of their cars, they will also dress up themselves. So, you know, families take on themes mm-hmm. around their decorations. Others of us just put a few decorations up and hand out candy. But it's a lot of fun.
It sounds like a lot of fun. Now, I wasn't aware of this, or I've certainly forgot. How long have you had the trunk or treat? Has that been going on for quite a while, that tradition, or is it fairly new?
No. Well, it precedes me, and I've been with the city for 3 years now.
Okay.
And we took a year off, of course, during COVID. But I want to say, you know, probably a good 10 years, maybe.
All right. I guess I don't get out trick-or-treating in Dundas often enough.
You'll have to make it out. It's a lot of fun. Yeah. It's only an hour long, so it's, you know, not any great commitment.
I have to dress up my trunk. Here you have it. All right, Janelle, thank you so much for coming in. Much appreciated. Have a good trunk-or-treat. Well, I guess we'll see
I'll
you before trunk-or-treat, but we'll see you next month.
Thanks. All right. Thanks, Jeff.
Janelle Teppin from the city of Dundas. You're listening to 95.1 FM at AM 1080 KYMN Northfield.